Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Do you hear me?
I hear you. I'm sitting right in front of you.
I meant in the microphone.
I think so. Say something.
Say something. I'm giving up for you.
I'm going to turn you up.
You're going to turn me what? Is that why you got all dressed this morning?
I did not say what you think I said. I said I'm going to turn you up.
Oh, that's like the same thing. I thought you were being literal.
No, gross.
What? You know, hey, you're all dressed up in the morning like this. I don't know what's going on. I'm in my pajamas. I put a hat on. You said, come downstairs. Follow the scent.
You know there are other people in our space listening to this right now?
What do you mean?
Like, this is not just a you and me private conversation.
There's no one here.
There's no one here, literally, but there's many people
listening.
Like, listening.
Then why were you being literal?
I was talking about the
volume.
Look,
even this guy's tongue's coming out inappropriately. I don't even control that. You saw the guy?
I did not.
He can't
see
stop. He's just sitting like a buffoon.
Is he blushing?
Yeah, he's so happy. What are you looking at?
We were talking about the volume.
Yes, the volume.
Turn up
it's
the
good
volume.
Now?
I think it's fine.
Okay, good. Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song.
Sure.
Done.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Sheena Interrupted.
When will this be done? Episode.
I'm Sheena, and you
Hello.
Are.
Hello.
And you are.
And I'm smitten with you. Young lady.
You know it's like 9 a.m.
I know.
Just settle down.
You? Okay, what are we talking about today?
Today's actually...
Let's talk about cold water. Talk about mathematics. You have any good problems for me to solve?
642 times 5,700.
Times 5,700?
Yes.
31,652. I told you I'm quick.
How many people
I didn't say
do
it was
think,
right.
How many people do you think will actually go and check how close you were?
I have no idea. I'm probably off by a lot.
Yes.
You know? Why are you saying that so confidently?
No, because you're probably off by a lot.
Okay. But you don't know.
No, I don't know what the answer
hey,
is.
Hey, if you don't take your shot, you never know.
This is true. Imagine, what are the chances that you would have like nailed it?
1 in 452,652,719.2, give or take a little. Yeah. I don't know. You're doing it the new math, the old math, the exponents get a little bit
I know.
Fuzzy.
Yeah. But the numbers are always the numbers and they're always the same.
Yeah.
That's the thing about math.
And they're always wrong.
No.
When I give the answer to your
yes, fake
exuberant numbers, they're normally wrong.
Yes. All right. So welcome. We had a crazy week.
Where are we in time?
Forget the time.
Are we?
We're just
talking
about...
the Celtics won the championship.
We're just in time.
That was incredible. I was there.
You're going to the game tonight. Just
yes.
Tell the people like actual facts.
The Celtics won the championship.
No, the Celtics.
The day before this game. Last night. Celtics, man, what a night last night.
This is not
Celtics
coming out
won
tomorrow.
Last week.
You are so confused.
It's time travel. I can't do that. I didn't go to grade 3. We've already discussed this.
Okay. Just tell people what is happening
like
in
right
this,
now.
Yes, right this minute. Right this very moment. Because last week you did the same thing.
Okay.
You talked about right this very minute. So
should I just be like talk about what's happening right now?
That would be awesome.
Okay.
Thank you.
my wife looks hot. It's early in the morning and she's up to something. And then she says, we have to record the podcast first. So I'm trying to record. I'm just going to go along with her today. So please, apologies to you all for no interruptions. It might be a very boring episode for you guys, but not for me. Okay. What's happening this week? I don't know. So, nothing.
We had a crazy week.
Normal week.
No, it wasn't a normal week at all.
Last Sunday.
Yeah.
You sang at game two.
Was that last Sunday?
Yes. But we already.
That was
already,
only last Sunday?
Only? What do you mean? That's like a week ago. Today's Monday.
Yeah, so but that
8 days
that
ago.
That feels like it was
so we already
a month
talked
ago.
About that.
Yeah, we talked about that.
And that'll come out tomorrow.
Yeah, and actually our YouTube video on like a vlog style
oh, yeah,
YouTube
that's
video
coming
is
out.
Already up. No,
okay.
It's, yeah.
It's now you're to- doing it. It's not up. I know it's not up. You're editing it yesterday.
It's going
so
up.
So why did so it's not going up today. It's going up a week ago from
by
when
the
you're
time
listening
they hear
to
it.
Yeah.
It will
so how come
up.
You can do that and I can't do that?
Because you missed
so
grade
only for
three.
The day of you can do it.
Because you missed grade three. Yeah. You don't know how to do the
I can't
back
do
and
the
forth.
Back and forth. So I can do the back and forth. What are you talking about?
Okay. So today that vlog is going up. And then we didn't talk about anything else because last week
we went when did we go to New York?
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yes.
And then we came back from New York on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to the ICC T20 Cricket World Cup match. Well, not all of them, but we went to the India-USA match.
That was amazing.
That was in New York. We flew at 7 a.m. or something like that.
Yeah.
Got there. We're... By the time we got to the actual stadium, the game's supposed to start at 10:30.
Yeah.
We
it
got there at
10:35.
Nothing with Indians has ever started on time. I was shocked. I have no
that's
idea how
like,
they manage that.
We're not being
that's how we know
judgmental or anything.
No, we're spitting
that is,
facts, yo.
Yeah, it's actually considered IST, Indian Standard Time.
I think
time.
That's how you know they have very good broadcasting.
Yes.
Because if they didn't, there's no way this would have started. The U.S. team would have been standing there saying, like, where are these Indian guys? And they'd be like, wait, we're almost done breakfast. Just chill out, bro.
Well, they were on time.
They were on time.
Yeah.
So much so on time that by the time we got there,
they
already lost a few batters.
Yeah.
And that was 10:35.
Yeah.
It was not a good start.
No. But they ended well.
It was good. Both teams qualified,
yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
They're both moving on to the Super 8.
I don't know as much about cricket as you do, but
I only know since 2 months ago.
I know, but I was very excited to be there.
It was fun.
It was a really cool experience. They actually took us onto the field.
Yeah, we made content
with the ICC.
International Cricket Council. That was fun. They're like, hey, you guys are here. Do you guys want to come on the field?
The International Cricket Council sounds like a magical body.
It
is. You know, like the International Wizards Tournament?
That's what it is. It was even set up like Hogwarts. You saw? I felt like I was at a Quidditch tournament. And you go today, it's all gone. Just a bunch of muggles picking up garbage. It was not a permanent stadium.
No, I know.
It was just all erected for this tournament.
I know, it was crazy.
Which is cool.
They flew the pitch in.
They flew the pitch in from Florida. They flew the stands in. This is the same stands that they use, I think, for F1 in Vegas.
Yeah.
It's amazing. There's a company that's like, oh, if you need to serve temporarily
35,000
people, I got you.
We'll just bring
so
in all
a warehouse
stuff.
With millions of pounds of steel that they just put together.
It was amazing.
And then we raced out of there.
Yep.
Because we had to catch a flight back.
Yep.
Because your buddy Thomas Edison Brady the Jr. Mm-hmm. was graduating from school.
So that was really cool.
And then we went there. That was
to
very nice
induction.
To see.
But that's actually, it has nothing to do with the topic of this episode.
Oh, so cut all this shit out.
No, don't cut it out.
I don't know. I thought this was the topic was
no,
your
I just
journeys.
Was talking about the fact that we had a crazy week.
Okay.
But more importantly, I think our kids had a crazy week. So it just got me thinking about how, well, the kids finished school. That was also a big moment this week, right? And I found it really interesting when I was watching the kids. So we obviously didn't have, we had chunks of time where we were away from the kids.
We'd like to do two things in a day. So we had time back.
Yeah. But when I came back and like keyed in with the kids again to check on how they were doing, like to just get a pulse, it seemed like they were both in very, very different places.
I can guess who was fine and like a rock and the other one who was squirming around like slime. Is it true?
Yes, it's true.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
Yeah. Like, he has no emotion.
He does have emotion.
Something we have to fix.
No, he does have emotion.
I hug him a lot.
So,
do you pet him sometimes? I pet him. I hug him. I don't know what other. Ruffle him. I think he likes to be rubbed on the stomach.
Jay was totally fine. And Zara was a wreck.
Yeah.
She was such a mess this week.
Because she's finishing her school.
I know. But he was not like that when he finished school.
I don't remember.
I remember. He was not like that.
He was like, yay, I'm done.
Yeah, he was excited. Yay, I'm done. And he was like ready to go to the next level. He was ready to make new friends. He was ready to meet new people and just be a grown
up. He's not afraid of social circles or environments. He thrives in them. She also does quite well, but doesn't realize it.
Yes.
So she's more caught up in, because she's more a hoarder.
Of what? Feelings?
Of anything.
Feelings.
You go in her room, like papers.
Yeah.
There's random things that she connects to. Yeah, we have to clean that out. Yeah.
So Zara finished school and she was really, really sad. She was feeling all kinds of emotions. She's finishing up elementary school. She's moving to middle school next year. I think she's going to be with all the same friends.
I think that's part of why she felt this way.
Maybe.
Because you've planted seeds of possibly moving.
Maybe.
And then when you do that, the kid's like, oh, I'm not only am I changing schools, I'm going to lose all my friends.
Maybe.
And you're like, but look, here, you get a nice new room that's smaller than your old room.
So this is my fault.
Not your fault. I'm just giving you maybe some context that Jay didn't have.
What do you mean that Jay didn't have?
Like when he was finishing up elementary school, there was no question in his mind of possibly moving.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been talking about the possibility of moving. We've been talking about the possibility of like all things like new for them. But I think that Zara she's having a really hard time with all the change.
I don't think it's a hard time.
I think she's
processing. She does a good job of processing. So she should have feelings. Why would you not? She's changed. She's finishing. She's graduating. She has wonderful memories at that school.
Yeah.
I'm glad she felt how she felt.
I am too. But I did notice like all of her feelings. It's not just the bad ones. All of her feelings were just bigger. So like even her funny moments were funnier. Even her excited moments were more excited. Even her irritable moments were more irritable. And I caught her in her room the other night.
She's a little girl.
She is.
She's growing up.
I know. The other night I went into her room. The day before her last day, and she was just sitting curled up and like one tear was rolling down her cheek. It was really hard.
I'm guessing you were like that too.
I don't remember. And
how do you get all these big feelings now? They start somewhere.
So the reason that I wanted to talk about this is because we are also going through a lot of changes in our lives, in our family, with our kids. And whether Jay is feeling this change for school or not, he's also going through a lot of changes. And you can see it. You can see it in the way he's sleeping. You can see it in the way he's communicating with us. You can see in the way that he wants to or doesn't want to spend time with us. And it's interesting to see how that sort of change affects the whole family, the whole unit.
I am happy
that
Zara is feeling how she's feeling.
Yeah.
I think that is better than not having any emotions when you've had such a good experience. I think it's a testament to her experience.
Yeah.
She's had a very good few years in elementary school.
And her teachers were just like phenomenal.
Yeah,
like
that's
she
part
had
of it,
really,
right?
Really solid, like a solid education with them.
So that's part of it. I don't mean it from the academic sense because I actually don't know. I can't compare Zara to another 10-year-old in a private school or a different school district or whatever. But what I do know.
No, I mean the nurturing that she's felt in that school.
Yeah. Coming out of it, she feels like she's very. She felt very comfortable and confident in that zone.
Yeah.
And now she's done the tour of the middle school. The building is 5 times the size. There's more kids there. So she's a little bit nervous going into that. So it's a mix of being nervous, going somewhere new.
And I actually don't think she's nervous. She's not nervous for the school because I talked to her about it. I asked her if she was nervous about middle school itself. And she said, no, I'm excited about middle school.
You can't trust a 10-year-old. She doesn't know what she's saying. Just listen to me. I'm telling you what she's feeling. She doesn't know anything. She's laying in like a ball crying in her room. You're going to trust that?
She knows more than a lot of kids her age what's going on. Like, Jay, when he feels these feelings, he just has these outbursts, but he doesn't actually think about processing them.
Yeah, he's your son.
He's She's my son. Yeah. You just accused her she's of being like my daughter. No.
She's pensive. She's calm. She's processing. She's crying in a corner, rocking herself to sleep. I know that feeling. I just sleep like a bookmark. She sleeps like a stone.
Zara's very excited about middle school, but she is feeling the sadness of leaving her school and her comfort and her teachers, who are solid teachers, behind.
Yeah, makes sense.
And I love that. I actually, yeah, it's great. I'm with you. Like, I love that about her.
Did not have the same level of
connection
when he went through the same school.
Yeah.
Right? It just depends on the child, depends on their placement, depends on their connections.
Yeah.
He did not have a bad experience. No, he had a good experience. She had a great experience. Yeah. So she's feeling it more.
Yeah.
I think he so far in middle school has been having a great experience.
Yeah.
And for him, if you told him which one is better, he'll say middle school has been better than elementary.
I agree with you, but I think that if you take Zara, fast forward her 3 years.
Yeah, I think when she moves forward, hopefully she has the same experience, but it doesn't take away from the fact that she's walking away from something she's really enjoyed now.
Yeah.
And you tack on top of that conversations around maybe going to a different school from her friends, and that adds 100, it should add tension.
Yeah.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
And Jay, his changes, I mean, he's 13 years old.
Yeah.
That's normal.
Somebody told me who hadn't heard him in a long time.
Yeah, his voice is different.
His voice is starting to change.
He's taller, his shoe size is growing.
Yeah.
Like, the idea of him pushing back, talking back. Again, if he wasn't doing that, he's completely lying to you.
Yeah.
It would mean that he's playing you.
He is trying like to a play fiddle. Me.
And we try to teach him how to be better at playing your parents, but he's not good at it yet.
No.
You know, if he can't do it with us, he can't do it with anyone.
Yeah.
So he's going through that phase where he's trying to find his independence. He's trying to understand what it means to be a little bit older. And then he retreats when things get scary because the world is scary.
Yeah.
But he'll have a good adventure this summer. But I think
that's summer also is gonna be adding growth to this big change and this big change topic. I think that He is going to come back a completely different kid.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I think he'll be more independent with the same kid.
So Jay's going away to sleepaway camp for 2 weeks. And then he's going to come back. He's going to be here for a couple of weeks.
2 weeks? 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
And then he's going to India with his cousin on an adventure.
For 3 weeks.
Just the two of them. They're flying to India for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So he's out of the summer of, eight weeks, he's gone for five of them.
Yeah.
And
you're very worried
about him changing. I'm not worried about camp at all, but I think the camp will be really, really good for him to just learn to be responsible for himself, to learn a little more independence. I'm not worried. As far as India goes, I'm not worried once he gets there. I think it's going to be a wonderful experience, but I am a little apprehensive about him making the journey on his own all the way there, because they don't allow for those, what are those?
Like travel companion things.
Yeah, they don't allow for that at his age.
I've traveled alone when I was younger, and I have no issue with it. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever heard of people getting lost in an airport. I'm sure it's happened. I'm not worried about it at all. I think at 13, you should be able to read a sign and get to your next gate.
I think he'll be fine doing it. I think he may find himself a little nervous, and then he'll call us.
I don't think he will. I think he'll go figure it out on his own to not have to call us.
That's possible and too.
That's where the independent side comes in. And I think it's very important at his age to start feeling that level of independence and getting the nervousness of, okay, how do I get from here to there? Mm-hmm. There's a clock. I have to get a connection.
Yeah.
It's life skills.
And it's also being able to talk to people, which he's very good at. You know, being able to ask the right people, the right questions. I don't think that there is a lack of people that can help him. And he's also got his cousin there who's the same age as he is. And I think that the two of them together could be highly successful or highly detrimental. Yeah,
either way, they'll figure
it
out together. Yeah. And this is the first of many adventures for these two to have together. Yeah. And as they get older, there are going to be less and less people around. And there's going to be less and less phone calls that you or I will be getting.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. And he's not coming back a different person. It's 5 weeks and the foundation that has been laid in him is strong.
I think that happens is they come back having different expectations or having different habits.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's up to you as a family to decide, do we want to encourage these new habits or do we want to kind of try and get back in line?
It's the same thing when grandparents come to visit. Right? They go a little bit loose. Yeah. He's going to go be with his grandparents.
Like it's like, I think the pendulum is swinging a little bit further this way.
It is.
Because when grandparents are here, most of the time we're also here.
Yeah.
So we're also there kind of keeping an eye on things and keeping things in line.
Yeah.
While it's all happening.
He's also a teenager now.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's you and I have very different views towards that. I'm like, hey, start making your mistakes.
I'm accepting that new space that we're coming into, that things are changing. And when you hold on to these beliefs of like things have to run a certain way based on how they were when they were toddlers or when they were young children, you're not going to allow the kid to grow. You're not going to, I actually feel like I'm stunting his ability to make decisions if I hold on to it too tight.
That's new for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. So the other day I asked him, he'd gotten up for breakfast on his own. He'd gotten up for his last day of school. And I came out just to wish him good luck and take his last day picture. And I said, did you eat anything? And he said, yep, I had a banana and an apple. And I looked over at the...
There's no chance he had a banana
and
an apple. That's he doesn't know how to...
Right. And I looked over at the fruit basket that had two bananas and one apple the night before because I had made a smoothie the day before. So I knew...
I'm guessing they were both still there.
Both the bananas and the apple were still there.
They didn't specify today. That's what I had this week.
I looked at him and I said, you did? And he said, yep, I did. And I said, are you sure about that? And he said, yep. And I said, because when I looked over there yesterday, there were two bananas and an apple, and there are still two bananas and an apple. And he said, no. I got an apple from school.
Oh, he went in the morning to school to get an apple?
Well, I asked him that. I said, you got an apple from school this morning? And he said, no, I brought it home. I said, you had an apple in your bag from yesterday? And he said, yeah. And I said, and the banana? And he said, you gave me one yesterday. So I said, so you ate a banana yesterday? He says, no, I ate it today. Let me go. I'll show you. And he brings me down this like black banana peel.
From his room. Not from the garbage in the kitchen.
No.
And you know Jay is very environmentally friendly. So he eats the core of the apple. He eats the stem. He eats everything. He eats the seeds. Like, you just open the garbage and be like, oh, I see them here.
The other thing I've told him is I don't like him eating upstairs in the room because then there's like wrappers and we're going to get ants and all that. And I've actually told him recently, like, if I find food wrappers and things like that in your room, I have no problem with you eating downstairs. Eat whatever the heck you want. Don't eat it upstairs in your room because the wrappers stay there all week. And I said, if I find wrappers and candy and leftover fruit cores, I'm going to charge you $5 for every every time I find that. So he brings me down this banana peel. I'm like, all right, fine. You ate your banana.
Yeah,
and I gave him a big quotation. Give me $5.
And what did he do?
He rolled his eyes.
Did he pay?
No.
You should charge him.
I
don't say it if you're not going to go through.
No. I'm going to charge him. He owes me $5. That's in my mind.
Brings a rotten banana. Like, that's the kind of stuff. That's disappointing to me that you don't realize what you're going to say. You could just open the garbage and be like, here,
absolutely.
Look,
but
here.
I also don't want to be that parent either.
The one that calls them out on their lies?
No, the one that has to chase him down.
Yeah,
I
don't think
you
chase him. It's just like, you're lying. Look.
So
did you eat the whole core? And then what would he say? I think the way you communicate with a kid that age yeah. is almost more important than what you're saying.
Yeah.
If they feel threatened, their defenses go up and yeah. then they can't understand what's happening. Yeah. And then they actually don't realize that you're helping them.
Yeah.
Because they're just being dumb
right.
with what they're saying.
Right.
You keep it neutral, then they're like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. That was stupid. And then you ask them, why would you say that?
Yeah.
Like, what prompted you to do that?
Yeah, we did have a conversation as I drove him to school that day because he missed his bus. Mm. But when I was having this interaction with him, I thought to myself, like, this is becoming a problem where he feels like he has to give me a quote-unquote right answer.
Yeah.
And I said, this is not a healthy environment that I'm creating for him around food and around making his own choices. And if for a few months he decides not to eat breakfast, but he doesn't lie,
yeah,
I think that's a better outcome.
And then you get him back on track.
Exactly. Exactly. And he's going to go to India and his grandmother's going to stuff him with all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not worried about his food intake. And so I don't want him to feel like he has to lie to me
right.
to prove some sort of appropriate answer. So that's sort of what started this conversation in my mind of like, I need to change my approach to him a little bit.
I think you guys have done a lot of good work together. So that's Jay.
Yeah,
we talked about Zara.
Yeah,
you had one more.
Yeah, and this is a big one that I've been thinking about for us and for our business and for our online world and for our relationship. So things in our lives over the last 4 years have changed so much, right?
Yes.
From when we were just home, I was staying home with the kids, you were going to work like a normal it's not a 9-to-5 job, but you would go to your job and you would come home and we would just be this like...
Yeah, I'd give you my briefcase when I came home. You'd have your apron waiting. The pie was in the oven. Oh, honey, I had a wonderful day. Oh, you know, Johnson is late on those contracts.
We weren't making videos. We were not online. We were not sharing.
I think it was like 2 years ago things. I think the first 2 years were a lot of change.
Yeah.
And I think the last 2 years have more settled in. I mean, there's still new things
yeah.
and new opportunities happening,
mm-hmm.
but you don't think it's like spam when you look at your inbox and it's a cool opportunity.
Yeah.
You're not like, hey, who's messing around with this?
Right, absolutely.
So I think it's settled
over
the last 2 years.
I think so too,
but it's still very different compared to the, you know, beginning of your adulthood.
Yeah, and the way that we have, I was thinking about this, actually also this week, that the way that we kind of conduct ourselves is pretty similar now to where how we conducted ourselves when we started. Like we try really hard, or actually I don't even think we try. It's just we're very comfortable in our skin and we're very good at being ourselves. But I was talking to my friend the other day and she said, if I don't go online and like see what you're up to, I would have no idea the kind of experiences that you are moving through, because you just seem so like nothing phases you.
You don't wear your like Celtics jacket with your name when you go to coffee with your friends.
No.
So they don't just be like, oh, that's interesting. You decided to stitch your name on your jacket? Funny you should say that. No, the Celtics gave this to me when I was about to sing the anthem.
Yeah,
you don't
like,
do those things?
No, I don't.
You don't take a cricket ball with you everywhere you go this week?
No.
Like, oh, you know where this is from? Oh, funny you should ask. The ICC asked me to go on the pitch after the game, so I decided to take the ball.
No, and we have the same kinds of conversations. They're very relatable. They're very normal. We talk about our kids and their changes and things like that. And it's just, I think that you and I try our best to just stay very, very even keeled. Not too many highs, not too many lows. Like we try not to feel the high, high highs and the low, low lows.
You know that what I find to be like a crazy comment, which I never understood.
Mm.
I still don't get it.
Okay.
People say things like, oh, don't forget the little people or what. It's just such, why do people say that?
Yeah.
Such, I don't know anyone that's like.
But maybe it's based on people actually doing that. Like they get too big for their britches.
I don't get what, you know what britches are?
Yeah.
What?
Those suspender things.
No.
Yeah.
They're underwear.
They're with the suspenders.
Suspender underwear?
Yeah.
Suspender wear? Is that a thing?
You know,
can you wear suspender
whenever
wear?
I say something and you ask me, like you question me on it, yeah. You actually
I normally
make
don't
me,
know the answer.
You actually make me second guess.
You should. Why would you have underwear and suspenders? That's like the first thing that should actually fit you.
We're going to put a note in here that says what britches are.
Yeah, I think it's just underwear.
I don't think so.
Short pants.
With suspenders.
No, you don't need suspenders.
Anyway.
So I was saying, I don't get that. We're nowhere near, like I fundamentally don't think we're different people, and I don't think these experiences are going to change us, and no. It doesn't really matter to me what comes next. I think that's a bigger thing.
Yeah.
Like it's just you are who you are and you're going to be who you're going to be, and you might meet people, you might not meet people. What there are definitely changes that I can understand.
Yeah.
Now how you interpret those as a human, I think those are different things. Mm-hmm. It depends on your philosophy of just who you are.
Yeah.
But when we were leaving the cricket match to go back to the airport,
yeah.
We had to walk in the opposite direction,
yeah.
of where they were having the crowd go, because yeah. the crowd was going towards a particular exit. We had access to a separate parking lot that they were gracious enough to give us. Mm-hmm. So we had to walk for maybe 5 minutes, mm-hmm. in the opposite direction of thousands of people who were leaving, going the other way.
Yeah.
And inevitably, somebody or the other stops and says, hey, I follow you. Can I take a picture?
Yeah.
Now, that happens on a pretty regular basis. Mm-hmm. What doesn't happen is someone stopping you to take a picture with thousands of people walking the other way saying, oh, who is that?
Right.
Oh, I know this person. And right. then that person comes. And then now there's three people trying to take a photo. And then there's more people walking saying, I'm missing something.
I want to take a picture with this girl, but I don't know who it is. But
so that's what ends up happening.
Right.
You're standing there. You're taking photos with people.
Yeah.
The first three maybe know you. The next three are like, I don't know who she is, but someone's taking a picture. Right. So I'll figure it out later who right. it is. That experience was fine.
Yeah.
It was enjoyable. It was funny. 99% of the time we meet people, they're super kind.
Yeah.
But imagine you cannot walk out.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
or
imagine
you
you're
escorted or something.
Yeah, imagine you're, I don't know, like Bieber or, mm-hmm. you know, LeBron James or Virat Kohli. If he came out there, it would be game over.
Yeah.
Like, you need security.
Yeah.
I can understand how that changes things.
Yeah.
Not for them as mentally. I think they have to fight to continue to be who they are.
Yeah.
But they can't walk outside.
Yeah.
Like, they cannot go to the grocery store. They yeah. cannot go watch a movie. You can't go to the mall. You can't do any of these things.
Yeah.
And I think that's sad. Like, I think there's an element there that's really tough.
Yeah.
But even in that scenario, I don't think there's justification for someone to sort of, you know, start behaving a different way. So to your point of, oh, we've had all these changes, I don't know what, you should ask your friends, well, what would you expect? Like, just like, what do you, oh, I'm surprised. What are you surprised? You want me to just wear my sunglasses and tell you to make an appointment to talk to me? Like, what is the behavior they
imagine?
Would like? You should. Just
no.
just be like, what do you want? Like,
I
don't
never,
talk to you
and
anymore.
And the way that I see it
I only talk to other people who make videos from their houses in their basements.
The
so
way
until
that
you do
I
that.
See it, people love the way that we are. So why would we change that?
Even that's that doesn't matter. Like, that's a calculated move.
No, it's
we
not
don't
calculated.
Calculate.
It's not.
They
I don't,
could hate who we are. It doesn't matter.
That's
they just
true.
Won't listen to us. Like,
right.
I'm not going to change who I am because it's going to help.
No, I'm
anything.
Not trying to help or anything. So the other thing that I was thinking about is, a lot of times on social media, you see somebody start out a certain way and then their content slowly changes as they change, as they grow, as this happens, as that happens. And then they're not, like, people don't relate to those same things.
That's happened with us.
100%.
I want to do more of the singing stuff, but you refuse.
I want to do more singing
nah,
stuff.
You say that.
I do.
And I'm standing there by the piano. I'm like, hey, do ping, ping, pong, pong. You're like, no.
That's
I'm
not
I'm going to tell
true.
You a joke and I'm going to throw your shoe in the freezer or some dumb prank.
Will you do more interrupted with
I
me?
Wait every day by the piano. I feel
really?
Like a dog at the corner of the
okay.
station.
All right. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
We're going to do more interrupted.
Do it here. Go sing a song.
I finally thought of a
oh,
song.
Oh, good. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I thought of a really good song.
You're getting better at this producer thing. You used to be very bad at it.
I don't know how you're going to feel about my song choice.
I don't care as long as you
picked
one.
But I was thinking about it last night.
You thought about it.
I did.
You've been on fire. I told you this last night. I don't understand. Do you know the state of our sink upstairs right now? I wish you could put a photo. I've never seen this move.
It's really bad.
Apologies. I won't name her by name, but apologies to our wonderful helper that comes a few times a week. Mondays, she's not going to enjoy anymore. We just took all the pots, the pans, the dishes. We threw them all in the sink last night. We had a million things we were doing. Yeah. We got tired. We just left it there.
I didn't even realize that we left it there until this morning.
I was expecting to like at least have filled the sink with water and bubbles or something.
It was bad.
And I was like too tired to go deal with it. So I just said, okay, let's see what happens.
It was bad.
But we did so much yesterday.
Yeah, we did. I did a lot.
So you've been crushing it. I told you.
Thank you.
That's why I was so attracted to you. Not because of how dressed up you are.
I'm not even that dressed up.
No, it's not. It's not how put together you've been on the outside. It's on the inside.
Yeah.
When you have that, when it's cool, when it's not like the little things that can normally blow up into frustration, and then goes one way, and then when it doesn't happen, when you're like, oh man, that's pretty cool. I expected her to get mad at this, and it didn't happen. I think that's a win.
No, we've been in a good, really good spot.
Yeah, it goes with the moon cycle. So what's the moon cycle now?
Yeah, I'm in a good spot.
Yeah, what is it? Serious tip
this
for you people.
This is truth.
You need some way knowledge of what's coming. The apps don't do a good job. The iPhone lets you share it. It gives me false information. I want to know. We've talked about plush toys. Like, I just want to know. This is a good week. This is a good period. And I want to know this is a bad period.
2.5 weeks now.
Starting now?
Like, starting last, like, half a week.
So we're in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to know when it's like, because then I get all excited and hype. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, you left your change on the car. And then she throws it out the window. I'm like, oh, okay.
I do not.
I guess I know what's happening
it's
now.
It's not a Jekyll and Hyde thing.
It's a Jekyll and Hyde. It is. It is. Just call it what it is.
It's not.
Yeah, it is. You know, in the olden days,
we're gonna do a whole episode on this.
This is true. In my grandmother's time, she would have to go stay in a different, dwelling.
I think
there was some value to that, but given the current society we live in, let me finish. I would like to go stay in the dwelling. You could keep the house for that three, four days. I will go live in the hut. I want to, for you.
Are you taking the kids?
No. I mean, I can. It depends. They'll probably want to come on their own. Why don't we get one of those sheds from Home Depot? We'll make it very nice, like a sanctuary, a spa. And we'll decorate it nicely.
You know the
We'll get one per community
they,
and all the friends can join there and hang out.
They sent women out there.
I know.
Was because they were considered to be dirty.
No, I think it was mean. Mean and unreasonable.
They wouldn't even let them in like churches and the temples and
you
things
You don't want
like
people
that.
Fighting for no reason in a church? It's their last place. Ma'am, can you sit here? Shut up, I'll sit where I want. They're like, okay, ma'am, please don't come. This is a house of worship. They were saving you from your own sins. I think that's what it was.
Go to your shed.
I want to go in the shed. I'm saying I'm coming to the current era. It's an optional shed. Anyone can go. Man can go. The lady can go. The kids can come.
I am going to build a shed.
I like the shed
idea. For 4 days, I'm going to go sit there and I'm not going to be.
You're going to love it. Yeah. Everyone's going to love it. We're going to miss you so much. We'll be like, oh, mama's on a trip. She's on a trip. No, she's on a drip. She's in the next room. Just don't talk to her. On that note, are we done? Okay, sing your song.
This is the song that I was singing to Zara on that night that I went into her room and she was really, really sad.
Okay.
And I think it's a really nice sentiment, even though the lyrics are not all in that same vein.
Oh, God.
But I think it's a really nice sentiment to like how you can show up for your people.
Okay.
When the rain is blowing in your face and the whole world is on your case, I could offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love. When the evening shadows and the stars appear, and there is no one there to dry your tears, I could hold you for a million years to make you feel my love.
So you told her to keep crying and you'll hug her. That was your takeaway for her. Not pick yourself up, dust yourself no, off. You're like, oh, it's okay. For a million years, you sit in your room and cry and I'll just hold you. You made it about you.
I'd go hungry, I'd go black and blue.
Yeah. Mama will do it for you, baby.
Crawling down the avenue.
Yeah, Mama will go fix your problems.
No, there's
please consult with me before you pick songs.
I wouldn't do.
Okay, Mama.
To make you feel my love.
This is a crutch song you sang to her.
It's not a crutch song. That's why I said you're going to have a problem with it. But it was just about showing up. I will be here. I will just show up and I will
unless
accept
you.
Unless
I'm in the hut.
No.
Then go see your father. Because if you come into the hut, I'll snake you.
On that note, we'll see you guys next week.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.